Hi, my name is Desiree Sims, and I'd like to say happy Saturday to everyone here in Wisconsin. Today, so far, it has started out okay. I'm going to go ahead and do a show that I wanted to go ahead and get started on before the week gets going. I have a couple of other blog talk shows that I will be doing a little bit later on in the week. What I'm going to be talking about is affiliate marketing. And those of you who don't know what affiliate marketing is, it basically is a way for you to be a salesperson by marketing merchandise. And those merchants can be found in numerous of ways, and there are many affiliate marketers that are out there. I typically like ShareASale and I like Commission Junction just because I've been doing the two of those for years, and so I kind of trust companies that have kind of stood the test of time, meaning that they've been around for years, so they're not, you know, a fly-by-night operation or someone that's trying to do a quick rich scheme or anything like that. And so basically you can do it by either having a blog, and you can use Blogspot, which is one of my personal favorite blogging sites, and WordPress, that's another one of my favorites, or you can have your own website, which I have all three of them. And Rich and Rich Home Opportunities is my main business that I market. And I utilize Rich and Rich Home Opportunities to actually network with merchants that are reputable. And so in order to get merchants to actually sign up with you, they will have to take a look at your site. They want to see that you actually are doing some things that will promote their product, and how you're going to do those things without violating their policies. And so I try my very best to keep Rich and Rich Home Opportunities as, you know, a website that is readable. I use Blog Talk Radio, as I'm doing right now. I use my blog. I also market offline with business cards and newsletters, pamphlets. So you do and a sundry of things, you know, to make sure that you are providing your merchant with what you told them that you were going to do, and how you sold yourself to them for you to even become an affiliate marketer for them. So the show that I'm talking about and the merchant that I'm featuring right now is Stella and Dot. And Stella and Dot is a jewelry company. They're a jewelry company that has been around for quite some time. And I first became involved with Stella and Dot when I saw one of my coworkers at work, and she had on this new necklace, and I wanted to know where she had gotten that necklace from. And she told me about Stella and Dot, and of course I had not heard about Stella and Dot at the time. Internet was still kind of, you know, new and evolving at that time. I was still learning how to, you know, even, you know, try to do Yahoo. And so trying to do a search the way we're able to do searches now wasn't something I was able to do, but there were brochures, there were pamphlets. I already had a walking billboard in front of me, which was my coworker. And so I wanted to just purchase the jewelry, which, you know, I'm a jewelry enthusiast, and anyone that knows me, they can see me at work. You can see me when I'm out and about. I'm getting ready to go out now. And one of my favorite accessories is my jewelry. And so I take very good pride in, you know, what I'm wearing. And Stella and Dot, they have the most unique pieces that can complement any wardrobe and any taste. And a reason that I really like Stella and Dot is because my coworker was actually doing this as a home business. And at the time, I mean, this was years ago, I had not even thought about doing anything in home business. And she really encouraged me because at that time, she was actually selling Stella and Dot. And so I was able to, one thing, she was one of my favorite coworkers, and she was selling something that I could already see was beautiful, and I got to look through the brochures. There are many ways that you can do Stella and Dot, because you can do parties. If you know, I have been to parties where people have had the amount, you know, so many jewelry pieces to select from, and I found that the ones that were most successful were the ones that actually had pieces that you can buy right then and there, because I like to get it right when I want it, and a lot of people are. So they did really, really well. But then, you know, you also want to be able to take your business, and you can do shows and all types of things if you have your merchandise. And so, you know, you're not always able to sell every single piece, you know, but you can have some pieces there that, you know, individuals are able to look at. And that's the one that I know about selling, because not only are they making a wonderful piece of jewelry, but they're also allowing you to actually earn money and take money, you know, pieces. And, you know, I personally like to market and advertise for someone that I know that I'm going to purchase, I have purchased, and I know individuals that have, you know, gotten great purchases and they are wearing them. And so that's kind of how I choose it. Stellan Dot also, they stood the test of time, meaning that they have been around for a while. And so I wanted to put this blog talk show together. I'm going to be doing more, you know, as I, you know, continue to grow as an affiliate marketer. And as I continue to market, you know, Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, and ensure that I'm meeting, you know, guidelines to make sure that I'm not violating anything with my merchants, and still stay true to who I am, because I fell in love with affiliate marketing a long time ago. And to have merchants like Stella and Dot, and there's many others that are out there, and to be able to be a part of them is truly an honor, in my opinion. And so that's kind of what I want to get people to kind of get into a mindset, you know, because you can have a viable income with a home-based business. This is not something that's easy. You're not going to go and put a bunch of links on your site and you're going to just basically just start seeing money roll in. No, but you can actually, if you put the effort in and if you put the work in, you can actually, you know, you can make money as an affiliate marketer, you know, as an affiliate marketer. And there are many marketers out there that have been able to do that. But you need to make sure that you're doing your research, see how long they've been around, what type of websites are they promoting. You need to understand what type of products you're interested in selling and you want to be a part of. Now, you can't obviously sell everything under the sun, because you need to have a niche, meaning that you need to have something that you feel passionate about and that you can make others feel passionate about or help inspire them. And that's what my coworker did so many years ago for me. She inspired me, one, to actually purchase jewelry. I have been a jewelry fan ever since. She got me inspired and motivated to say, hey, maybe there's something I can do with this. And I tried a lot of different avenues with, you know, selling merchandise. And the ones that I have sold and the ones that I started off way back then, they're still the ones that I still, you know, they are my go-tos. They are the ones that, you know, I remember my grandmother, you know, way back in the day and the things that she was doing and, the, you know, the women that would come out to our home and, you know, and actually, you know, bring the brochures. And not only did you get the brochures and you found out about the company, but you also got a chance to actually talk with someone and to network with someone that they weren't going to just be there for the day. They would be bringing your product back or you would be contacting them. You are building a relationship. And so it's important to build a relationship so that people begin to, you know, they trust, you know, what you're putting out there. You always still need to do your research. So just because I say it or because, you know, a marketer says it, you need to actually do your own individual research. Is that something that you would actually purchase, or would, is that a company that you would actually purchase from? And I find that if I try to stay true to that, then you're able to, when you're blogging, write great content for your blog that's original and that it's uniquely yours. And you start to build a name for your brand. And, you know, that's what I hope for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And I did this a long time ago for my company. And I actually, you know, I applied for my EIN number, you know, so that I can, you know, be legitimate. And, you know, when I am doing services and I'm, you know, if I'm, you know, if I am marketing a service, I also have to pay for that marketing. And so it's really wonderful when tax time comes around. I know everyone dreads it, but I mean, it's wonderful to kind of look and have a place where you keep all your receipts for things that you have done to promote your product. You need to promote your website. You need to promote your blog. And how you choose to promote that, you know, it's something that you need to be able to stick with. I personally love the blogging. I love blogging. I love having my website. I love doing research and finding companies that, you know, I would like to be a part of. And you are trying to, if you want to, you know, a brick and mortar store, you see your saleswoman or your salesman. Sometimes you will make a purchase just based off of that individual because of how excited they are about the product that they are promoting. And so you want to market yourself that way when you are signing up to be an affiliate for a merchant. And the way that you do that is by, you know, they can see with your website that you didn't just put your blog up, you know, today because you just want to try to see if you can sell a million products today. Possibly you could possibly do that, but, you know, I think that it gives a little bit more to credibility when you can see that, oh, this is a person that has been around for a while, especially with blogs. You can see when someone has started, and I look back at some of my blogs even today, and I'm very, very surprised by the fact that I actually have those blogs still in existence. And so it's a wonderful and it's a very fulfilling thing for me to actually have. I love Blog Talk Radio because I actually get a chance to actually talk and to say how I feel so that the passion can shine forth, and also to be able to create content that actually still will continue to follow me. And so Stella and Dot, I encourage you to take a look at their website and, you know, and do some research for yourself and see if this is a viable company that you would like to be a part of, or is this a company that you would like to actually make purchases from? You can always reach out to me through Blog Talk Radio, through comments. You can go to the link that I have listed on Blog Talk Radio. You can also go to Rich and Rich Home Opportunities .com online. And you can see kind of some of the things that I do with my blog, and, you know, and we're also on Blogspot, and that's kind of like one of my favorites because that's the very first blog that I ever started, and it's Rich and Rich Home Opportunities Biz, and the one unique thing about it is that Rich and Rich Home Opportunities is spelled incorrectly. And so instead of, you know, I was doing it really quick. I was really, really excited. And so I've got a unique spelling to my Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. But I have more than just Blogspot. But I keep that misspelling of that blog because I've been around for so many years and I don't want to change it and correct the spelling. And then all of a sudden you cannot find me. Usually you will see my picture out there and I'll have my name. I will have my name posted as well. So I encourage you, you know, take a look around, see kind of what I've done on Blog Talk Radio. Check me on Blogspot as well. I will be doing more shows. And thank you for those of you who have been following me for a very long time on Blogspot. And it has been very, very busy for me because I also am back in school and getting years in nursing. And so that has taking me a little while, and I graduate in December. So I'm taking some time to really, you know, do some wonderful things, both with my mind and with my marketing and education and continuing education. You guys enjoy the rest of this Saturday and have a great day.